It's bad enough that radical homosexualists are targeting Christian businesses, state laws protecting marriage, and other grown-up institutions. But what's worse is that this evil movement has in its twisted crosshairs your little children in public schools. Children who are too young to be introduced to sex lessons, much less the perverse, abominable concept of homosexual behavior. Brian Kamenker of Mass Resistance has released a report about the militant homosexual advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, the HRC, and its degenerate offensive of pro-homosexual indoctrination of school kids all across the nation. In the report, titled Major Corporations Funding Gay Indoctrination in Elementary Schools Across America, Brian writes, quote, "It's every parent's nightmare, but true. Major U.S. corporations are funding a campaign of sophisticated, psychologically intrusive, gay indoctrination programs targeting very young children in elementary schools across America. It's part of a very well-planned and well-funded effort to reach children as young as possible without their parents' intervention. The national program called Welcoming Schools skillfully works on the minds of young children in three ways: introducing the concept of homosexuality to children, telling them that homosexuality is normal and natural, and telling them that their parents or friends who portray homosexuality in a less than positive way are bad people, intolerant, bigoted, etc. Among the vehicles they use to bring this into the schools are the anti-bullying laws, which the national LGBT movement lobbied heavily for in states across the country over the last several years. As Mass Resistance warned at the time, these laws, which were largely written and/or influenced by LGBT groups, invariably have little to do with legitimate anti-bullying behavioral science. Instead, they require schools to provide LGBT diversity training and mete out punishment for anti-gay opinions or discussion. Not surprisingly, nothing is said to kids about the extensive medical and psychological dangers of homosexual behavior, including a range of diseases, addictions, domestic violence, and other social pathologies." End quote. Brian's report details the sickening fact that major corporations are donating massive amounts of money to the despicable HRC and its aggressive efforts to warp the minds of our nation's children, as well as spread the tyrannical homosexualist program all across America. Some of the companies and brands that are bowing at the hijacked rainbow altar of the HRC include Macy's, PepsiCo, Whirlpool, Goldman Sachs, Hershey, Microsoft, American Airlines, Apple, Morgan Stanley, Shell, CVS Health, Staples, Merck, Northrop Grumman, Coca-Cola, Google, IBM, BP, MGM Resorts, Showtime, Lexus, Citi, Dell, Symantec, and many more. To see corporate America paying tribute to the diabolical homosexualist movement is gut-wrenching. I wonder how many leaders of these companies understand that HRC perverts are targeting little kids with their evil lies that bury the truth about the dangerous, immoral homosexual lifestyle. These people are working like devils to commandeer the minds of young children in the United States, to infuse support and a positive view of homosexual behavior, to regard it as normal. That's what this public school program of the HRC is all about, to capture the affinity of the next generation in order to squash moral objection to the infamous crime against nature. From the HRC's Welcoming Schools Experts in Your Area page is this, quote, "Welcoming Schools staff and consultants are working all over the country to help elementary schools take a systemic approach to be inclusive of all kinds of diversity, including students with LGBT parents and students who are gender creative." End quote. Gender creative? There is truly no end to the deceptive language these people will employ to disguise the reality of their lunacy. Nevertheless, this page illustrates the spread of the HRC's child-targeting tentacles into every area of the nation. Their experts are ready to help impose poisonous diversity on your school district, whether you like it or not. Another page from the site proudly declares that HRC's Welcoming Schools provides professional development tools and lessons aligned with the Common Core state standards. Great. We must remember that the very freedoms of American citizens are targets of the radical homosexualists, and specifically Christianity and its free expression. As I have said before, the outlawing of Christianity is one of the chief goals of this movement, because Christians are among the very few who are willing to stand in moral opposition to the wicked agenda of the sodomites. Because of that pesky constitution, they can't yet come right out and outlaw the following of Jesus in the public square. So they're working to accomplish the same thing by using homosexual activists as tools to push for non-discrimination laws and to abolish the meaning of marriage. When they destroy marriage, it will ultimately become illegal to refuse to accommodate the grotesque sodomite parody of marriage in any way. Between that and non-discrimination laws that will make it illegal to, say, take a pass on hiring a man who insists on dressing like a woman, they will effectively outlaw any act of conscientious objection to all aspects of in-your-face sexual perversion. There goes your freedom of conscience and your freedom to live your Christianity openly. These are serious dangers to our free republic, and while we must resist this hell-born movement, we must also do what we can to shield our children in the public schools from the diabolical indoctrination of these agents of darkness. We can also let the corporate dupes who fund the devilry of the HRC know what we think of their complicity in pumping homosexualist poison into the minds and hearts of our nation's kids. I'm Gina Miller.